mani pe me hum. Om 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 tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Children are welcome to go to their classes.
Oh.
Sorry.
Maybe 2 minute introduction, please. 2 minutes. 2 minute introduction. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I think last Sunday we discussed about how to help hurricane victims. That's what we discussed. Big chunk of time dedicated for that. That's a good thing. So the Sunday before that, so I explained Tonglen practice, okay? Tonglen practice. So, So giving, you know, so giving out of loving kindness, so giving out of loving kindness. That's the how giving has been done, out of loving kindness, not out of obligation or fear. Giving is done out of loving kindness. You understand? Okay, out of loving kindness. So then not just that give, you know, so then you take, out of compassion. See, like out of compassion, you take out of compassion, not out of fear, or you take out of compassion. What do you take in? You take, you know, your own miserable conditions, or also you take, you know, miserable conditions of other people. So, out of compassion, So then, you know, whenever you generate compassion, whether you are doing giving and taking practice, or you see something, whenever we generate compassion, and we, you know, whenever we generate compassion, so the compassion heals. See, compassion heals the heart. Oh, see, compassion heals the heart. Oh. So then you enjoy, you know, like peaceful, like mind, or I don't mean like physical heart, but you know, it heals. So, because of the power of compassion, you know, like fulfill all the wishes, Power of compassion, fulfill all the wishes. Not just that, and also heals. Oh, you and other, you heals. So then giving is done by out of compassion. Okay, so out of compassion. Taking is done by out of compassion. So that giving and taking practice, Tonglen Nyibu Pema Jams, that's the root text from there. The text that I've been teaching is called 7-point mind training text. Oh. You know, hundreds of years ago. That text has already been composed hundreds of years ago. One of the Tibetan masters. Tong Len. Tong, give. Len means take. Ni means two. Pema means alternate. You can do just give. Or you can just, you can do take first, give second. Give first, take second. There's alternate. Tonglen Nyibu Pema Jang. Pema means alternate. Tini Lungla Chuenpa Chas. You can combine this Tonglen meditations with breathing meditations. When you breathe out, out of loving kindness. Then you breathe out all the positive things. You breathe out. Then just imagine that everybody, every breathing living being get benefit when you breathe out a positive thing. So, there's a technique that meditation can be combined with the breathing meditations. You exhale out of loving kindness, then you send positive wishes. All the positive thing you did in the past, all the positive thing you are doing now, all the positive thing you are going to do in the future, physically, verbally, mentally, you transform that into whatever that being's mind needed, you transform that mentally, transform that, then give them out of compassion, out of loving kindness. That's called tong. So then learning also then take out of compassion. Taking part, generally speaking, taking part, you know, because everybody has, how you say, tons of things to deal with, you know, everybody has issues in their life. So it's not easy to take somebody else's issues on yourself. It's not that easy. So therefore, in the text suggests taking part done, you visualize yourself. So then, you know, say tomorrow's problems, next hour's problems, next year's problem, you just take that now, you know, so then object is yourself. Well, you can visualize yourself in front of you, you can visualize that, so then you take, you know, your miserable, the condition or problems, whatever your issue might be, you take that out of no judgmental mind, out of compassion, out of pure compassion, you take. So then, you are going to be healed. Why? Because the power of compassion. Because the power of the compassion. That's all. Because of the power of compassion, you are going to be healed. Looking at yourself with a negative mindset and thinking something negative, nobody gets benefit. That's not how you heal. You heal yourself or others, you develop compassion. The power of the compassion that heals. So then you visualize yourself in front of you, so then you take the problems out of pure compassion. Yeah, if you've been hard, very hard to yourself, long period of time, just visualize yourself and look at very closely. Not out of judgmental mind, pure compassion. You look at pure compassion. When you are born, it's not like that. When you are born, it's not like that. When you are born, it's not like that. See, that you don't judge people. You see things as they are. You don't judge, oh, it's good, it's bad, no, it's this, it's that, no, it's my friend, it's my enemy, it's my, like, this American, this Tibetan, you don't judge, you just see as things they are. So, just visualize. And generate compassion, not negative mindset, nobody gets benefit. That's not how you heal. You develop compassion. So then out of compassion, then you help. Then you exhale, then you send all the good things, all the positive thought that you send towards yourself, all the positive things that if you have to say, then you send all the positive things. All the negative things that you see, then you take them out of compassion. So there's taking part. You know, taking part. The text suggests, you know, I didn't just make this up. The text has been written hundreds of years ago. Lembe korim ranesam. Taking part should be done at the beginning based on yourself. Because, you know, it's hard. Generally speaking, it's hard. So maybe, you know, next few minutes, so I just explained that, you know, tong len, tong, sent out of loving kindness, okay, sending means giving, out of loving kindness. Tong len, nivo, so then do that with the breathing meditations, Lembe Korim, Ranasam. Taking part should be done, should be begin with yourself. That means you visualize yourself. Oh. So then think very deeply, think very precisely, what is the benefit being hard on yourself? What's the benefit? Everybody has issues. Everybody. Nobody is free from issues. Nobody. Do you agree? Nobody. Everybody has problems. Even me, I have also a problem too. Everybody has problems. Oh. Nyange. Word nyange means sorrow. Everybody has sorrow. Nyangde, that's nirvana. Somebody went beyond sorrow. That means that person achieved moksha. That's nirvana. Here, yeah, everybody has sorrow. Everybody has sorrow, different levels. Nobody's free from sorrow unless you liberate yourself. That means you went beyond sorrow. Then that's called nyangde. Nyange means no sorrow. De means went over, went beyond. So then you have no more sorrow because you are free from sorrow. Why? Because there's cause is gone. The cause of the sorrow is completely gone. You manage to cease source of the cause of the sorrow is completely gone. You cease them from your mind stream for good. So that means there's no more sorrow. You went beyond sorrow. That is called Nyangde. That's the name of Nirvana in Tibetan called Nyangde. Literally means when beyond sorrow. That's what it means. Nyangele deva. The word nyang refers to sorrow. So then you have no more sorrow. Other than that, everybody has issues. Everybody has sorrow. You have something there every day. So, do we see that? No, we don't see. We don't see that everybody has sorrow. We don't see that, no. What we see, oh, somebody's evil. Yeah, that we see very clearly. Somebody we don't like, we see them as evil. Doesn't require much effort. We see that very clearly. No. That's the basis for developing universal compassion. That the basis that you have to understand that everybody has sorrow. Sorrow? Everybody has sorrow. Is it good English or not good English? Huh? Everybody experience sorrow, some level of sorrow. Somebody driving very big fancy car doesn't mean that person is free from sorrow. No. If you think like that, that's a mistaken idea. This is the foundation for universal compassion. If you don't understand that everybody, you know, we all have issues. If you don't understand that, so how are you going to develop universal compassion? It's impossible. So that's the fact. So, and also, till you went beyond that, we should not expect that life is going to be happy all the time. That's unrealistic expectations. Enjoy sometimes, and sometimes, you know, there are some difficulties, you know, that's how life goes. Unless you, you know, like, you go beyond the sorrow to unless that, so then, you know, life is going to be like that. So that's also another reality. So then there's need to understand. So then, you know, so that will ease. That will ease the problem. It will ease the problems. Oh, that today there's some difficulties, yeah? No surprise, no, there's life. So the knowledge helps, okay? So, taking part is done, from yourself, at the beginning, from yourself, out of pure compassion. Maybe you, if you don't mind to meditate, maybe few minutes, meditate on giving and taking practice, I just explained. So I'm not going to sing a song, but I'm going to chant. I'm going to chant this tonglen practice. Maybe it helped with the samula. So then rest, please meditate. You know, this chant is about tonglen practices. You know, giving out of loving kindness, or giving out of loving kindness, taking out of compassion. So that's what we're going to chant. Maybe in a few minutes, then you can sit and then meditate. Okay, so and you can do that as I explained. Use yourself as an object, so you can use your somebody, you know, your close one, friend, pet, or whatever, you know, you can visualize that, okay? Maybe like when the chant is over, finished, then I'll stop the meditation of you.
Oh.
I think next Sunday Jeff is going to sing a song. So this is, you know, called Tonglen chanting. This, you know, like when you meditate, when you do Tonglen meditation, then you, you know, think about those is the Tibetan word. So sometimes you chant, then, you know, the very reason of chanting, that means like stretching the word, and that gives you time to reflect on the meaning of the word. So then that become very productive meditations. That's the only reason why you chant. So they give you more time. Or you can just read like newspaper. So then, you know, it's been done like within seconds. Then that doesn't mean... Sikh Sangbo Shene, so like, you know, saying the gentle word or noble word from the mouth. Tere Sangbo Hila Gum, then remembering the noble meaning of the word in your heart. So that's what they're saying in Tibetan. Sikh Sangbo Shene songs. Say the noble word from your mouth, then Tere Sangbo Hila Gum, reflect the noble meaning of the word. So then, you know, then they become meditation. Okay. If you're interested to learn the chant, so then maybe Venerable Hamula will teach you how to chant that. Because I have terrible voice. You know, some monks, they have very beautiful voice. They can really chant. When I was in monastery, I focused all my energy on the philosophy part. Some monks, they focus on the rituals, or chanting, instrument, mudras, making things, mandala, things like that. So this is not only practice good to do, good things to do. So now move on, okay, not much time. 11:40. So this text is called 7-point mind training text. Why is it called mind training text? You know, the Lama Yishi, probably you remember, they wrote one text, becoming you or your own therapist. Actually, all these mind training texts, there's hundred different kinds of mind training texts. This is all like, you know, like teaching us how to master, how to master your mind. You know, so otherwise, maybe. All of, you know, pretty much like we do all kinds of, like some kind of spiritual practice we do at home or maybe. So without this, you know, mind training teachings, without that, it's going to be like a candle on the wall. Candle, the image of the candle on the wall. It looks like candle, but actually it's not candle. That even though you see the light, it doesn't have illuminations. So, our, you know, whatever spirit practice, you know, reciting mantras, saying prayers, is going to be like that. If you don't study the mind in the text, the mind in the text is just dealing with your mind, your own mind, your thought, you know, your perceptions, how you see things. bottom line, the disturbing thought. Troubling thought, we don't need any of that at all. So that is the cause of sorrow. That's the cause of pain. That's the cause of suffering. Troubling thought. No, some of you think, why Krishna say always think positive, always think positive. Every Sunday he said think positive, think positive. There's reason. Why I say this again and again, there's reason. Because the troubling thought, that is the one causing all the pain, all the sorrow. So we don't need any of that. Any of that. So, if you manage to stop them to rise, so that is meditation. Even though you don't sit like this, that is a meditation. Whenever like our troubling thoughts are about to rise, then you stop them before they rise. That is meditation. That is practice. That is spiritual practice. That is meditation. Even though you are not sitting like this, you may be eating something or drinking something, or you may be looking through your window. Then you are being aware. You don't give any chance at all, eventually, not right away. Eventually you don't give any chance those troubling thoughts to even the first place to rise. You don't just go along with them, that's why, troubling thought. Very important to understand troubling thought is the cause for all the sorrow. All the sorrow. When you have no longer troubling thought, then you went beyond sorrow. You went beyond sorrow. There will be no sorrow because there's no cause for sorrow. Then you went beyond sorrow. Then you reached the moksha. Okay, so now Tonglen Path is completely finished. So now here, Yusum, Tusum, Gyadasum, Yusum, you, object, the object. I'm reading from the root text here. If you have like, probably, then you probably for the sake of knowledge, use some like all three objects, as I mentioned before. Loved one, strangers. So then, like that's enemy. So I'm talking to Armin here. So very good understanding. So, yeah, the reality, there is no real enemies, that is like the reflection of our mind. It's a reflection of our mind. It is a reflection of our troubling thought. The reflection of our troubling thought. Manifested into something that, that beings become like enemies. So, then particularly when you think from the emptiness point of view, so then everything is like illusions. It's not illusions. Please don't misunderstand. Everything is not illusions. Everything is like illusions. That's a big difference. Like dream. That means it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. So anyway, there are three objects. So generally speaking, based on conventional realities, there are three objects. Loved one, stranger, so then consider somebody as enemy. So yusum, that refers to that. Three objects refers to that. Yusum. Tuksum, three poisons. Tuksum, three poisons. Attachment, anger, ignorance, three poisons. So when you go out, there's painting outside, that's called wheel of life. The center of that wheel is this listed, these three things in the image, rooster, hawk, snake. They symbolize these three poisons. So for the sake of knowledge, okay? Use them to gather some. That's like that, three root virtues. That's the first line. Yusum, Tusum, Gyadasum. Something to remember. Three objects, three poisons, then three virtues, three root of, how do you say, three root of virtues? Root of virtues?
Yeah, root of virtues.
Or sometimes they say merit. I'm not sure which one is accurate. So you have to figure it out. Tibet is easy, Suki Gewa. No, Gewa is easy, so there's only one word, Gewa. Geta. There's a root of no virtue. So. So there's the opposite of three poisons. Opposite of three poisons, easy. Opposite of three poisons. No, that's virtue. Oh. Okay, so for the sake of knowledge, Yusum, Tusum, Getasum. Chulam Gundu, Sigijang, Chulam, conduct. What is the difference between conduct and behavior?
No difference.
Then why you have two words? sorry, that's not your responsibility. which one is better to use? Which one is better to use? Does it matter?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, so then I choose.
Maybe conduct.
So then I have choice. I choose conduct. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Three, chalam kundu. Throughout all our conduct, not just once a while, throughout all our conduct. Yeah, throughout all our conduct, not just once a while, all the time. If you are seriously seeking happiness, then throughout all your conduct, not here, there, and throughout all your conduct. If you are just curious, wondering about happiness, then different things. So if you are seriously seeking freedom from the sorrow, so then throughout all your conduct, cholam kundu sik jang, sik word, jang means practice. Practice. So that's the meaning of that. In the second line, cholam kundu sik jang, that's the root text. What it means? That you guide yourself into the meditation by word, or be kind. Just that word, be kind. Sake of your own happiness, sake of happiness for everybody, be kind like that. Oh, don't get angry. You don't have to just say this word. There's so many different words if you say. Oh, you are about to burn yourself. Do you want to do that? Do you want to burn yourself? When you burn yourself, there's pain. Yeah, of course, when you burn yourself. Like that, Chalam Gunta Tsiki Jansa. So, in our traditions, what we do, we memorize. We remember those texts by heart. Not me, but when I say we, that refers to back in the monastery. Not to these monks, other monks, better monks, much better monks in the monastery. So they remember this text by heart. So then now, throughout all your conduct exercise, exercise based on what that means, to remember, you remember those texts, mind and text by heart. So then you repeat them. Precious human life, you repeat that. So meaningful, so difficult to find, so easy to lose, or get the best out of this. This is the boat, is capable, according to Shantideva text, this is considered as a boat capable to cross the sorrow of oceans. So better to sail now, don't wait. Things like that, if you remember a word like that, Yeah, there's many, like the, some the word refers to impermanent, becoming thinking, something very much attached, they cause pain, need to be flexible, right from the beginning to be aware, things like that, It does not mean don't enjoy. Of course you enjoy. Why not? Why not enjoy? You can enjoy. Same time, it's very, very important to be aware. Things change, people change, mind change, things change, everything change. There's nothing you can do. Constantly change, there's nothing you can do. Be aware. What it means? It means you cannot count your 100% happiness on some external object. It's not going to work like that. Only that. Okay, just be aware. Oh, that's what it means. Chalam kundu sikhi jang. Throughout all your conduct, train your mind verbally. That's what it means. Train your mind verbally. Hard? Yeah, nothing is easy. Nothing is easy. Everything is hard. You know, so it requires effort. Chalam kundu sikhi jang. Something like that, you know, like... anger, attachment, ignorance, in this text, their level is like poison. This is what it's called, three poisons. So now based on that, if you're about to get angry, then tell yourself that you are about to take poison. You want to do, or you better think twice. Easy to say, but I'm the one he's saying here, but you could say the same thing. But practically it's not that easy, you know, first we have to understand. But slowly, that you can master your mind, you can train your mind slowly, throughout all your conduct, relying on the word, all meditations, based on chanting. No, so like whatever ways that you can do. Oh yeah, so that's what so I'm going to seek Jangje. So that covered the one section, so I'm going to seek Jangje. So this is interesting. I'll start this, then there's one question I want to read this, but there's only a few minutes, so I have to stop here today, 11:40, so there's some other things to say. Ne environment. There's a root text. Ne means environment. Chi, the being inside the environment, beings, the things, talks, you know, like beings like us. Neji Dibakovet says. Neji Dibakovet says, what do you do? What we do. Environment is very tense, very negative. Being in that environment is all very negative. What we do, the vocalities. Or maybe you don't have to be in the environment, but sometimes people say, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by all these problems. Or maybe according to text in the Lamrim part, in the Guru Puja, it says like everything seems like pouring down on you like rain. One after another, everything's like falling apart. What do we do? What do you do? Niju, democracy. Jingye, chanju lam tu jus. Jingye, undesirable conditions. Whether that's related to environment, or whether it's related to being in the environment. So, needs to think very carefully, needs to think very, very carefully, very precisely. Can't just do things out of rush. Needs to think very, very carefully. Oh, when we encounter like that. Jingye changchub lam tuzu. Jingye is undesirable condition. Changchub. That's like enlightenment. Lam tuzu means a path. Lam means path. Path that will bring you to fully enlightenment. So this text is saying, Jingye Changju Lam Tu Jus, transform these undesirable conditions into the path that will lead you to better state or fully enlightenment. Jingye Changju Lam Tu Jus. So now the question is how? How we do? Start with something small. Don't start with all the problems in the whole world. there's too much to tackle. Start with something small. Oh, how I can transform that miserable, undesirable circumstance into something that will lead me to better place. That's what it means. If you don't understand enlightenment, Buddhahood, it's okay, it doesn't matter. So the whole idea here is transform this undesirable condition into something that not leads to towards tiger or wild animal, that leads to somewhere there's no tiger, no, some safer place. You are not happy? Just start with something small, small, small. You are not happy, somebody did something. Desire doesn't require much to disturb your mind, our mind. It doesn't have to be like something huge. It can be something very small. Just think about it. Just start from the kitchen. Something small. Yeah, please tell me something small difficulties, then you transform that into something that will lead you to better state of mind.
Cleaning after yourself. Cleaning your own mess.
The situation here is like undesirable circumstance. Oh, maybe your friend did something, maybe somebody did something, somebody moved something from your house or your room. Something small. Yeah, there is possibility that you could go out of your mind. Something small. You could go out of your mind and you'll be probably dragged all day long. Make your life miserable all day long for what? Something small, like undesirable condition, something small that if you don't think very carefully, this prayer will, traditionally you are supposed to turn this clockwise. That's the right way to do. So somebody comes all of a sudden, turns into counterclockwise. Or maybe put here under the bed and sit there. That's undesirable circumstance. Now what do you do? Yeah.
Negative thought.
Yeah, the police are too much. Yeah, so that's very good things, So, yeah, things to talk about, yeah.
To help problems, sitting up straighter and smiling is good, I think.
Yeah, that's one way to do. That's nice techniques, no? Yeah, so like very kindly, gently correcting something. So what do you do if you see the kids or one of our kids sitting here? Yeah, so things like that, so we are so caught up with certain idea or certain, and that means you are attached. For something good, but or death attachment also do cause some kind of problem. Need to be flexible. Things like what we do. Somebody comes here all of a sudden, take down one of these paintings, burn, what do you do? Any circumstance, you don't harm living beings. No matter what they do, if they come here, take down, they burn right in front of you, you don't harm the beings, you don't harm. figure inside the painting, they are all enlightened. You can't harm them. But you think that they are going to be harmed? That's a mistaken idea. You don't harm somebody that comes in, they burn one of your religious icons. You don't harm that being. If you harm that being, that goes against the core teaching of Buddha. You don't harm them. Oh. So there's no, then, unfortunately, that's not the case. And sometimes people do get, because of them screaming, then yelling at them. No good. Nobody wants to be yelled. Nobody scream. No, so, it's very like, it's like kind of hard to know.
You were saying to...
Yeah, it's on.
I can actually talk very...
Don't tell me that. I'm afraid of public speaking. Sorry, got to get my courage back up.
It's okay, sis.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, anybody want to say please something? Yeah. Yeah, you can come back later. You can like... Yeah, please, no, this is important.
For me, I think about compassion and cherishing others and if... including myself and thinking about if somebody had seemingly wronged me or I have a negative thought, stopping that and thinking about that person is suffering too. And reflecting on that, and that when people behave in a certain way or conduct themselves in a certain way, it's because not of me or taking it personally, but it's their history maybe coming out and what they know, and that's just how they're behaving. So having that compassion and cherishing others is how I would be able to move past that negative thought, and including myself as well.
Oh, very good, wonderful. Yeah, very good, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what the root text says, okay? So then, not this text, another text, some other text. Niji dibe dibe yongha de mizu dunga chada baju chas. Undesirable conditions pouring down on like pouring down on you like rain. Lenge devu sebe juto ne chenge lando longba chenge los. So then there's a little bit the same goal, but a little bit different way of saying it. In that text, it says, unfavorable conditions, undesirable conditions. Jingye lamdulong means take that undesirable circumstances or conditions, take that as a path, and walk on that, then it will lead you to some better place. Okay, jingye changyu lamdulong, jingye changyu lamdulong. Sometimes you feel like you want to say really something that you don't like what the other person said to you, and you really want to correct them. The most of the time, then sometimes you choose, okay, I'm not going to say anything. I just want to walk away. I just want to go to my room, get good sleep. That's what I do. No, I'm not going to challenge this person's thought, so then there are probably thousands of reasons rise why you should say, so not good. Sometimes you are successful, if you are being mindful. If you are not being mindful, probably you say something that person is not going to be quiet, that person will say something to you, then that's how the... Well, did you hear about Mahabharata? There's like kind of episode. There's like ongoing episode. No, that's like kind of like war that's like been going on. Like you search about the word Mahabharata, Mahabharata, that's Hindu things. So start very slowly. That word starts very slow, but it goes ongoing. It goes on and on and on and on. So one of my friends, if you don't mind me to tell one story, one of my friend's stories. So I think he was a monk before. So then he quit being monk. So then he met somebody in California. So then friend called him, so how's your life? And he said, oh, everything's very good, you know, fine. Maybe after 2 years, maybe 3 years, I don't remember, call again, how's you, how are you? So he said, Mahabharata has already started. So then there's now long war, it's been started, long war. So the Mahabharata, you know, that's like, this episode, that's like, if you look at it, you know, so, no, the I'm trying to remember why I'm saying about Mahabharata. Don't remember. Anyway, so I don't remember why I said, why I brought the Mahabharata, I don't remember. So it stopped here, okay. So here, how to transform, transform unfavorable conditions into the path that leads you to, or that will path that will protect you, or that will lead you to some better place. So this is the root text. Please remember where I stopped. Remember maybe next Sunday, so then maybe read from different sections. So one question here, somebody wrote, my son has recently been bullied at school, and is trying to rebuild his self-esteem. What prayer or mantra would you recommend? He tried to help himself and others. He's especially wanting the child who bully him to become happy so they will not hurt it, not hurt others. The person is asking me to mantra or prayer. So that part of the question, so I probably suggest to Tara mantra, Tara, 21 Tara mantra. So I myself also do Tara practice every day, not like something I request you to do that I don't do at all. It's not like that. I've been doing Tara practice all the time, whether I'm have good time or whether I'm having not good time. I'm not based on that. I do Tara practice all the time. Then I feel good, you know, when I finish practice, I feel good. So, with the devotion, or like mother also can, you know, do Tara practice, recite Tara mantra, or 21 Tara praises. There's longer version and there's shorter version, which is like 5 lines. You can say that and you can dedicate for your child, okay? So, then, you know, this is very, very unfortunate, very unfortunate. That's why now you see troubling thought, no matter who harbored that, is not good. So somehow, I'm very much hoping throughout the Kadamba Center, through our children programs, that, you know, the kids will learn. So the downside of troubling thought is for them and for others is not good. So I very much hope all the kids who come to the Kadamba Centers, so they will, you know, like, have positive impact in their lives, so that no matter what kind of circumstance, generating troubling thought is not good. So, you know, that's very unfortunate. That's practically there's nothing much I can do. So, you know, I certainly will pray. So Then also as a mom, if you pray, because you have karmic connection with your child, it will definitely help. So then, and I will pray. I've been praying, you know. I've been praying for all of you, for your health. So I've been praying. Oh, I've been praying every day. Then please talk to some other parents here. Some other parents here. Please talk to them and see. They may have, like, you know, better advice. So you are specifically asking me what kind of prayer I should say. Then I recommend you to say para prayer, okay, para practice. Para mantra, om tare tuta turi soha, that mantra, or the 5-line short prayers, or the longer version of 5 lines, so then you dedicate that to your child. And I'll do the same thing. Okay? Yeah. Thank you. So then I'll stop here. So there's something else they have to say. Somebody asked me, like, Denise is going to talk about her books. So it's a wonderful book. She's going to talk about it. Mm.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but can I just ask a question?
Yeah, maybe a few minutes, 2 minutes, okay. Yeah,
no
problem. So you were teaching.
May I
just
please? So we
can all
hear, thank you. Right, so my question is about the microphone. Okay. Some people are comfortable speaking into a microphone, and some people are not. Some people are comfortable with iPhones during your lectures, and to some people this is their little corner of solace, where they're bothered by people being on iPhones during the lecture. You had just thought about if somebody comes and sets this on flame, we should not react.
Yeah.
Yet when there is a lady who is uncomfortable being on a microphone, there were 2 or 3 people who came down on her right away. So then she left. I just don't think that we should be forced to speak into a microphone if a person is uncomfortable speaking into a microphone. And I think we should have had more compassion towards the lady's willingness to ask you a question, which was coming from somewhere deep, but she did not want to speak into a microphone. That's all.
No. So that problem can be solved very easily. No, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Turn to page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book, and we'll read our dedication from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Then turn back 2 pages and read the short long life prayers on 244 to 245. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all. So sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhima's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
So we have just a couple of things happening, and Elisa's going to start us off with some announcements.
More than a couple, Donna. I'm Elise Drebel from Outreach, and we have a lot of opportunities coming up to follow up with Donna's beautiful meditation this morning and Geshe-la's teachings today about compassion, giving, and taking. We need people to sign up by this coming Wednesday, October the 3rd, if you want to participate in an on-site Hurricane Florence victim cleanup. We'll be dragging branches, mucking out houses. Really a wonderful opportunity, but we need you to sign up by Wednesday. And you could do that by going to our website and clicking on the banner. If you can't physically go down, that work day will be Saturday, October 13th. So sign up by this Wednesday, but the work day is 2 weeks from now on Saturday the 13th. There's also an opportunity to volunteer for the Crisis Helpline, which takes calls from victims needing work. You also need to sign up for that through our website by Wednesday the 3rd. You can do that from your home. Next Saturday, October the 6th, there's a combined project with a family program and outreach. Adopt a Stream at Lake Johnson on Saturday, October the 6th from 9 to noon. There'll be information on that on our website by tomorrow. Then next Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5, there's an interfaith prayer service, and we all need to combine our energy with people from all over because there's a lot of things we need to pray for these days. And then we still have the food drive going on through Sunday, October the 14th, for the victims of Hurricane Florence. We're collecting food for people and pets. Thank you very much. Yes, through the website. Thank you. You will need to sign up for Adopt a Stream as well through the website starting tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Robbie Watkins, Kadampa Center Director. Over the next couple months, we're going to be doing a lot of thank yous. As people know, Kadampa Center is run by volunteers. We have 1.5 paid administrative staff members. Everything else is done by volunteers. Today, we wanted to thank a special group of volunteers. This is the people who volunteer to support the center financially and are sustainers of the Kadampa Center. We have no source of income from outside the people who come to Kadampa Center, so we want to say a big thank you for supporting the center and making the teachings and the presence of our resident Geshe's here a reality in the Triangle area. So if you're a financial supporter of the center on your way out, we have a wonderful gift for you. Please take one. And I think they're enlightenments. Is that correct? Okay. And without your permission, your name has been entered into a drawing. You will receive a gift certificate to Margot's French restaurant. This was donated by the restaurant. We put the stipulation on there that you had to eat vegetarian and couldn't have any alcohol so that you'd keep your vows. No, there's no restrictions on it. So if you are a financial sustainer, your name has been entered into the magic drawing bowl, and Geshe Gelick is going to pick a winner. No, they don't have to be present to win. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the winner is Gary Mickey. Yes, okay, he's not here, but he supports the center in a lot of ways. So thank you to Gary in your absence. And
he brings us lunch. Lunch fun.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so thank you, everyone, and make sure to get your gift on the way out the door.
Okay. And now, here's Denise with a very special presentation about the rhythm of virtue.
Thank you. Would you guys check and see if anyone has arrived in the... For the tea, we're having today a tea and celebration and book launch. The official book launch is today for the Rhythm of Virtue. And so there are some guests who may be joining us from other places, from other communities that I participate in, my Tai Chi community, my yoga community. I don't know if they will have arrived yet, but if so, I've asked Sam and Rich to invite them to come in to join for this piece. So... Geshe-la asked me, I'm Denise Flora, a member here, and Geshe-la asked me to say something about the book in anticipation of the book launch, but really the point is to celebrate the community from which this has grown, because it really started, at least the way I think of it, is when Geshe-la went in 2006 up to Boston, he joined with some other folks to look at this tradition and see which ideas they wanted to include in the core curriculum for presenting to all kinds of universal education projects that Mami Eshi was a part of. And so when he came back from that meeting in Boston, he brought back a little booklet, a universal education booklet, and in particular this one was about 16 guidelines. And Geshe-la said, maybe this is something that would be useful for the children's program. So we as a community went off and for over a decade have been using the basis of that information to help with the children's program. And in turn, then we've supported people around the world. Some of the work that Aaron and others have done to put our information up has been helpful to other communities as they've started their programs. We also helped teach English in Mongolia at Lama Zopa's request using those materials. But it all came from, that piece of it came from the 16 human dharmas, which was really written for adults. And so in the interim time, I've trained as a facilitator for adults with 16 guidelines and cross-trained in some of the other universal education subjects, transformative mindfulness, creating compassionate cultures, the art of fulfillment. And so now we're bringing this back to the adult community. And so many of you have participated yourselves in some of the things that we've done already. We've been speaking with women's networking groups. We did an interactive open house here in this space last Sunday that many of you participated in and helped with. And we have on the schedule some workshops upcoming. And the subjects have been set for those based on your feedback from last Sunday's workshops. So... we're going to do October 21st, one on flow integration. That's exactly what Geshe-la was talking about earlier today as a way to stretch the words and give us time to think about them. Joey did that demonstration last week where he was just taking a little bit of motion with each line of a four-line verse to give us time to think about the words. That'll be the first workshop. The second one, these are all the third Sundays from 1:30 to 3:30. The second one, you're going to, several people requested, can we just pick one of the principles and work all the way through with a bunch of different motions and the walking and the rhythm. So that's what we'll do the second workshop. And then the third one on December 16th, people requested to do more of the drumming. So we'll be drumming the lists of virtues. You can pick your list or use the 16 guidelines. So this book is a way to work through a list of virtues, and there's a workbook where you can choose that list. So if you have friends that are generally interested in these ideas, they may be deeply involved in a different faith or no faith, then they can pick their list of positive thoughts and work through them in the workbook section as a way to stretch them and use them. On the back, there are words from Geshe-la. How often do you think something positive? I'm not asking how often you say a prayer. There is no shortage of churches, temples, and monks. Positive thinking will guarantee loving kindness, compassion, opening your heart for all living beings. That's what we need. Good, kind-hearted people. It doesn't matter what they believe or if they have religion. The bottom line is we all need to take responsibility to think something positive. It all comes down on thinking something positive every day, throughout the day, to develop positive mindset. When we wake up, think something positive. When showering, eating, driving. Review materials by heart that can help guide you to think something positive. And so, this in particular is using rhythm in our day as a way to remind us to do that stretching of those words and to spend some time with those positive thoughts, so that those flowers can crowd out the weeds of our negative thoughts over time. And I would like to invite, we can do some in here and we can continue outside. If you guys would leave the units on at the back, Chris, if you'd leave the units on when we leave, we'll take the mic out into the lobby and we'll turn the speakers on out there if anybody wants to continue to share. But anyone here who has participated in any of the activities related to the Rhythm of Virtue, particularly the interactive open house last week, or if you were at the parent session we did at Agape, if you want to say anything about your experience, about the materials, I'm really trying to encourage people to share this and find some ways that we can let more people take advantage of the ideas and share with other communities. So does anybody have anything they want to say about your experience?
Yeah.
I'll just say that I'm not somebody who does sitting meditation very well. I have a hard time sitting still. I have a hard time making my mind still. And so to be presented with a variety of opportunities and ideas for moving meditation, for rhythmic meditation, for walking meditation, those are all things that I think help me to focus in a way that I have a difficult time focusing just to sit and be still. And so I'm very thankful to have this resource that gives me a lot of ideas that I had to come up with on my own. So that's very, very useful.
Thank you, Ryan.
I just want to add real quick, because we stayed last week. We homeschool, and it was so great to come downstairs. My son was working on something difficult, and he was doing that motion. So
awesome.
We are putting that into practice. Thank you.
Yeah, I was really enjoying using the movement to focus. And, you know, I have a hard time focusing for my school and for the stuff I have to do. So using that to refocus and keep going and discipline myself was really nice and really helpful.
Thank you very much for coming and for being willing to share your experience. And if you want to see that particular motion he was just doing, that's the very first one. We got a lot of feedback that people wanted to do some more of that. So that first workshop, we'll be doing more of that. Does anybody else want to say anything? Several of my angel proofreaders are here who read sections of the book. And I just can't look around without seeing lots of people who contributed to either by encouragement or practical ways. Honorable Tendron and Honorable Chicky certainly gave very substantive feedback and gave me lots of ideas. In fact, I think Venerable Tendron was the first one who talked to me about four-line verses. So she really was very encouraging to put those down. Even some of my piano students, you know, it's a smorgasbord. Everyone's going to pick something different in here that's useful to them. I don't think anyone will do all of the practices, which is perfect. One of my music students started quoting one of the lines. She said the line that stuck for her was, I place my thoughts where I propose. There was a verse in here based on concentration from the Six Perfections. And that was one. She's a Christian lady, but that was something that she said she uses throughout the day then to bring her mind, to watch her mind and bring it back to what it is she wants to be thinking about. And I will mention one other. I was on a call this week from 16 Guidelines Facilitator Forum, people all over the world, and a woman in France said that the phrase she saw was a line about thoughtful speech and about imagining that everyone could hear what it was that she was saying. And so she said during the week, as we were going around doing her introductions, they said, everybody say something that they use one of the guidelines this week. And she said, I was reading this book, and I thought about that when I was talking to one of my neighbors, and it changed the way I spoke to her because it reminded me that I should speak in a way as if everyone could hear it. So if any of you have any ideas of a community that you know of that might be interested in having a book club or any other kind of event, I've been going out and speaking to a lot of groups. I'm going to be speaking to another women's networking group coming up. Please let me know. I would love to there to be more benefit for this. And any books that we sell or sign today, well, anytime here at Canopus Center, all of the profits go to Sangha support and spiritual programs. So thank you to everybody, and stay for the party. I hear there's cake. Thank you.